ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. Srila Prabhupada, he gives a very wonderful example about a child seeing the sun rising from the eastern side. The eastern side is sort of considered the father of the sun. So if the eastern side is the father of the sun, it's a question whether the eastern side is the father of the sun. Like the Prabhupada says like that. The sun is always there. You see it in the morning and it appears from the eastern side. But that is all. So from the child, or from a sort of a childish adult-like person, from that angle of vision, the sun is being born, taking birth from the eastern side, like that. But if you come out in the ignorance of that childish knowledge, one will know that the sun is always there in the sky, in that sense. So Srila Prabhupada says that similarly, Krishna is always there. And he uses a pretty strong word. And he says, but to the foolish person, one may consider that Krishna appears as if he is being born, like that. Because Prabhupada quotes Ajopi San Avya Atma, Avyaya Atma. In other words, Ajopi, Ajopi, you know, inverted like a comma, pi, api. Krishna he himself says, I have no birth. I have no birth. Like that. Ajaha. So, how can we sort of, in one sense, celebrate Janmashtami, whereas Krishna has no birth? Like that. See? And then Srila Prabhupada quoted Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoviti Tatvataha Tatvadeha Puna Janma Naiti Mamiti Sarjana. That one who understands my, not birth, appearance. And one who enters into my transcendental activities, karma, janma karma, divyam, transcendental, like that, then one will come to know that I am eternal. And by you connecting to me, Krishna says, the servant and the spirit soul connecting to Krishna, you are also eternal in that sense. So, this is important for practicing devotees more. But the festival of Janmashtami is more important for the preaching mission. For the preaching mission, to attract people to come to a nice, great, grand festival and be introduced to Krishna consciousness, in that sense. Now, there are two perspectives of Krishna appearing in this world. Lord Brahma prayed to, not Krishna, he prayed to Shirodakshahi Vishnu on the island of the ocean of milk, within the ocean of milk, which is known as Svetadip. So Brahma prayed for Vishnu to appear, not Krishna, like that. And that is Shirodakshahi Vishnu, like that. So therefore, Ajiva Tattva, Lord Brahma played a part in the appearance of the Lord from the perspective of the material world for Vishnu to appear to sort out the demons who are harassing the demigods, like that. But this particular verse that I've read is spoken by, directly by Shyama Sundar Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, where he is arranging and orchestrating his own appearance. So therefore he speaks to Yogamaya, like that. First to transfer Sankarshan or Shesha from the consciousness of Devaki to the consciousness of Rohini, like that. And Yogamaya understood that this is not possible for her to do. Not possible for her to do. Because, you know, Sankarshan is a heavyweight spiritually. He's the heaviest of the heavyweights spiritually, like that. So so Krishna immediately initiated her. Subha. Subha means, now you become all auspicious and do this task. So therefore the root word for the name Subhadra comes from the initiation of being Subha by Krishna. So therefore when she is blessed by Krishna, her task of executing the service to carry Balaram from Devaki to Rohini's consciousness is easily done. So this is the original feature of Krishna being also Adiguru, investing potency into like an immediate disciple Yogamaya for the task of the service to become easier. So there's the effort of the disciple and there's the blessings and mercy of the spiritual master. In that sense, that is important for devotees to be connected to both, like that. One is interdependent with the other and vice versa, like that. Now, when that happened, then Yogamaya wandered around in Nanda Gokula, like that, within the forest of Mahavan in Vrajmandala, like that. Now, when she was wandering around in Nanda Gokula, then Krishna appeared through the CEO or the chief executive officer of this world, which is Shirodakshahi Vishnu. He works, but Krishna, he doesn't work, he plays. So when he enters into this universe, he enters through the agency of Shirodakshahi Vishnu. So therefore Vishnu appeared first to Devaki and Vasudeva in the prison house of Kamsa. Then Krishna appeared through the agency of Vishnu, just to fulfill Brahma's desire to appear through the agency of Vishnu, like that. So when Krishna appeared at that time, Yogamaya appeared, an expansion of Yogamaya appeared as the daughter of Yasoda, which is spoken in this verse, predicted by Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan, who was arranging and orchestrating his appearance. Like that. So by the arrangement of Yogamaya, he was able to leave the prison house of Kamsa and save Vasudev Krishna and Devaki Nandan, not Shyama Sundar Krishna. There's a difference. Like that. Devaki Nandan. And he brought that Vasudev Krishna to the house of Ananda Maharaj, like that. And he saw that Mother Yasoda was in what is called Nidra Mahi, or a type of yoga nidra or spiritual slumber, and sort of externally in human-like pastime or Naralila, she was deeply asleep. Deeply asleep in that sense, like that. Now, according to, you could say in one sense, Krishna conscious or Vedic culture, like that, yeah. When the mother is, you could say in one sense, is lying on her left side, like that. There's always a boy baby there on the left side. But when the mother is lying on the right side, there is a girl baby. Like that. There's a girl baby in that sense. So Subhadra, who appeared to Mother Yasoda as a daughter, was on the right side of Mother Yasoda. And Mother Yasoda's back was towards the left side, like that. So Vasudev, who brought, you could say in one sense, Vasudev Krishna, did not know that there's already a baby on the left side on Mother Yasoda's back, was actually appeared to Mother Yasoda, which is actually Shyamasundar Krishna, like that. And Prabhupada tells us in various purports in the 10th canto, quoting from the previous acharyas and so forth, that Krishna simultaneously took birth as the son of Yasoda and as the son of Devaki and Vasudev, like that. Simultaneously took birth. So that birth to sort of birth, not birth really. So that appearance to Mother Yasoda on Mother Yasoda's left side, if she's appearing, is aprakat. It is unmanifest and cannot be seen. Only can be seen by one personality, Yogamaya. Yogamaya. So when Vasudev brought Vasudev Krishna or Devaki Nandan to the room in Nanda Maharaja's Bhavan, in Nanda Gokula, like that, he placed the baby, you could say in one sense, you know, Vasudev Krishna entered into the form of Shyamasundar Krishna or Yasoda Nandan, like that, and then Yasoda Nandan became manifest. Yasoda Nandan became manifest, like that. Because the difficulty is that if you enter into Mother Yasoda's household, like that, and you tell Mother Yasoda, you know, Krishna is born to you. Krishna is born to you. Like that. She'll say, what? Krishna is born to me? Like that. Like that. So immediately she'll take broomstick and she'll kick you out of the house. See? So Krishna, Vasudev Krishna is born to Devaki, but is the eternal son of Mother Yasoda. Is not really born to Yasoda. She's always Yasoda Dulam. She's always the darling of Mother Yasoda. Like that. See? So therefore, when Krishna appeared to Yasoda, he wasn't born. But it as if he was born to Devaki, which is a little different in that sense. Like that. So then Vasudev was in this room where Yasoda was in Yoga Nidra or Nidra Mahi, like that. And he placed Vasudev Krishna, which entered the form of Shyamasundar Krishna. And this gives meaning to the verse Etechamsa Kalapum Sam Krishna's to Bhagavan Swaya. In other words, all incarnation and expansions are within Krishna. Like that. And then Krishna became manifest as the son of Yasoda, unknowing to Yasoda. In that sense. So then, when he placed the baby, Vasudev Krishna, he saw that the baby girl was on the other side, and, you know, it's like Yasoda's right arm was under the baby girl. Now, how is he going to take the baby girl? Because when he lifts the baby girl from Yasoda's arm, she may get up, and there'll be some difficulty. You know, what are you doing in my room? You know? Like, you're supposed to be in Mathura. Like that, see? Yeah. So Krishna, from the left side, like that, he sort of, you know, understood the situation, like that. But not understood in the sense that he is aware that he is understanding. You got to know, Krishna is not aware that he has Parashu Shakti Vividaya Shruyate. He's not aware that he has multifarious energies that do the service for him. Like that. See? So yoga maya in an aprakat, in an unmanifest way, but an expansion is a manifest form, which is the daughter of Yasoda Subhadra. But in an unmanifest way, she's sort of, you know, induced baby Shyama Sundar Krishna to start crying and cry loudly. Like that. So Yasoda, Mother Yasoda, so the baby is on the left side. So Krishna started crying. And we know for mothers that a baby, when the baby cries, oh, my baby's alive. You know, like, it's like life, got life. Crying means you have life. Like that. So immediately, when baby Krishna started crying, Yasoda, in like in a delirious, or you could say in a comatose state of consciousness spiritually, she turned on the other side. And she put her left arm under baby Krishna and her right arm over him. Like that. And Krishna is fully conscious, but Yasoda is in Nidramayi, because Vasudev is in the room. So then Vasudev saw, you know, this is like, okay, amazing. She turned the other side. He came quietly. He picked up the baby girl like that. And the baby girl smiled at him. Subhadra smiled at him. And he took away the baby girl to Kamsa's prison house. You know that Leela in that sense, like that. Yeah. So therefore, it is quite important to understand from the Gaudiya Vaishnava perspective what is actually our Janmashtami. From our Gaudiya Vaishnava perspective, our Janmashtami is that, you know, Krishna is Yasoda Nanda or Nanda Nanda. From our Janmas, and is eternally there with Mother Yasoda. Now, Srila Prabhupada also says something else to like sort of reconcile how that Devaki is the mother of Krishna and Vasudev, and also Yasoda and Nanda are the eternal parents of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada reconciles that. Reconciles that. Right? See? This is not from the perspective of Prishni and Sutapa, who gave birth to Prishni Garbha, and then Aditi and Kasyapa Muni gave birth to Vamanadeva and Upendra, then Devaki and Vasudeva. That's from Brahma's desires side. That's the Vishnu Tattva. Krishna is not Vishnu Tattva. Krishna is the source of Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva comes from him. So we're talking about that fully manifest Krishna. There's no form of Shama Krishna, Krishna that's beyond that. It's the last word in the absolute truth. So therefore is Swayam Rupa. Swayam Rupa means there's no more complete form than that. And that is our principle, Istadev, in the international society for Krishna consciousness. So Srila Vyasadev was not sort of a participant in Braj Leela, but is the literary incarnation of Krishna. Like that. So he is explaining in the 10th canto in chapter 3 that he's explaining that from like a Nara Leela or human-like situation, that it is as if Yasoda, from an external point of view, unknowingly to there, is exhausted by the labor of childbirth. But you have to note, Vyasadeva is not from Braj. He is just giving Shastra. Like that. So if that's the case, translated by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said that in that way, Yashoda, being like sort of fatigued, tired, she is overwhelmed with sleep. And she became confused in the internal consciousness of what type of child had been born to her. Again. But the child that actually appeared to her is Subhadra. Like that. But Krishna is unmanifest on one side. Like that. So then Srila Prabhupada nicely explains to reconcile. You know, is Devaki and Vasudev the parents of Krishna? Or is Nanda and Yashoda the parents of Krishna? You know, who's who here? Like that, see? So, Srila Prabhupada says that Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev are intimate friends. And so are Yashoda and Devaki. Very intimate friends, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada says that although their names are different, they are practically non-different personalities. Like that. Now the only difference is that Devaki is able to understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is born to her. And now Krishna, and now has been transformed into baby Krishna. From Vishnu to baby Krishna, like that. But Srila Prabhupada said that Yashoda is a far more advanced personality than Devaki in Krishna consciousness, like that. And therefore, she was not able to understand whether a child is born to her or not, like that. And you could say in one sense, she's such an exalted personality that she never regarded Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply loved Krishna as a dear son. Nothing else matters. Like that. See? So therefore Krishna is born to Devaki through the agency of Vishnu. Just as Srila Prabhupada gives the example, that Varaha Dev is born through the agency of Brahma's nostrils. But it doesn't mean to say Brahma is the father of Varaha Dev. So similarly, Krishna is born through the agency of Vishnu to Devaki. But that doesn't mean to say Vishnu, or even Devaki, you know, is the mother of Krishna. In that sense, like that. Now, in Vrindavan, nobody regards Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When something very wonderful happens in Vrindavan because of Krishna's activities, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the cowherd men, the cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, the gopis and others, they become completely surprised. You know, and they cannot figure out how these activities are happening. Because they never considered Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even sometimes these residents of Vrindavan, you know, they consider that, you know, Krishna must be some great demigod for that matter. Like that. So in such an exalted status of devotional service, a devotee, by the influence of Yoga Maya, does not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and simply loves Krishna as a friend or as a parent or as a lover in that sense. So Srila Prabhupada says that this is the highest bhakti called a Kevala Bhakti. And it is very distinct. Kevala Bhakti is very distinct from Jnana or knowledge or Jnana Mahi Bhakti, which Devaki had. She had some knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but still she had devotion. Whereas Yashoda has no knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and therefore her devotion is greater. Now further to reconcile this, how is Devaki and Vasudev, the parents of Krishna, and simultaneously Yashoda and Nanda are the parents of Krishna? How is that? From a perspective, you could say philosophically, it is not understood. But from a perspective of rasa tattva, that means the relationships with Krishna, it is more understood like that. So Devaki and Vasudev are kshatriyas of royalty. You know, they enjoy and they are steeped in Aishwarya Rasa, in other words, complete opulence that is unimaginable beyond anything that we can perceive materially, like that. So there's a lot of external pomp of opulence in royal life, like that, royalty, kshatriyas, like that. Whereas Yasoda and Nanda, you know, they are in this Madhurya situation where it is a simplicity of love compared to the opulence of love. The simplicity of love, which is actually the sweetness of love, like that. So because Nanda and Vasudeva are intimate friends and practically non-different personalities, and because Yasoda and Devaki are intimate friends and non-different personalities, the Aishwarya form of Nanda Maharaj is the form of Vasudev. And the Aishwarya form of Yasoda is the form of Devaki. In other words, sometimes when you go to like a curio shop, you may see one elephant like that. And within that elephant, you see another elephant. You with me? And within the second elephant, you see a third one. And within the third one, you can see a fourth one. Like that. See? So from Yasoda, within Yasoda is Devaki. It is only manifest in Dwarka, in Mathura Dwarka, as Devaki in opulence. But it's not manifest in Vraj because the origin is Madhurya Ras, the simplicity of the sweetness of loving Krishna. Like that. So within Devaki, within Yasoda is Devaki, and within Devaki is, you could say, Aditi. Within Aditi is Prishni. Like that. See? So in a similar way, within Nanda, expanded into Mathura Dwarka is Vasudev. Again. Within Vasudev is Kasyapa, and within Kasyapa is Sutapa. So in the same way, within Krishna, Shyamasundara Krishna is Vasudev Krishna, and within Vasudev Krishna is Vamanadev, and within Vamanadev is Prishnigarbha, the son of Prishni and Sutapa, like that. So there are two perspectives in this way. Now, we'll speak a little bit about Srila Prabhupada and in relation to Krishna and sort of indirectly to Krishna, Janmashtami, like that. It is important. Why it is important is because, I come from, on the bodily conception of life, I come from Indian background. Like that. I'm born in Durban in South Africa on the bodily conception of life. Like that. And from birth, you know, we were brought up with Ramayana, with Mahabharata, you know, with Bhagavad Gita. You know, from birth. Like that, from birth. But, and you know, coming from Indian background or a vestige of the Vedic culture or Indian culture, you know, one may say that, you know, I knew Krishna. One may say that I knew Lord Ramachandra. The answer is an emphatic no. Emphatic no. We were just familiar or maybe over familiar, you know, as if Krishna was my next door neighbor or something. Like that. I only came to know Krishna when I was introduced to Srila Prabhupada's books. Otherwise, we knew Krishna as a sort of knowing, you know, but not really. In that sense, like that. So it is a fact. It is a fact. Even in India. And we never ever knew who is Lord Chaitanya. We never ever knew who is Lord Chaitanya. See? Only through the Panchatattva and Lord Chaitanya and their members of their disciplic succession, which is the principal member for us, is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada, can we be given access to actually who is Krishna, who is Radharani. We can only be given access through the mercy of the Panchatattva. Otherwise, others may say Krishna comes from Vishnu, from Narayan, things like that, without knowing who's Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva. Srila Prabhupada, he said something of himself in great humility. Srila Prabhupada never really speaks like this normally. So Srila Prabhupada said that for many, many, many centuries, especially in India, Krishna was kept locked up in a black box, indicating that Mayavadis or impersonalists, demigod worshippers, atheists, kept him locked up. In other words, people follow demigod worshippers, people follow impersonalists or Mayavadis, and even people follow atheists. So that, as a result of this influence of these type of persons in society, Krishna is locked up in a black box and you cannot see him right there. So Srila Prabhupada said something of himself that although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he was kept up locked in a black box, nobody knew who is Krishna like that. But Srila Prabhupada said that I took Krishna and I lifted him up and I showed him to the whole world. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the disciple was there and asked, how? How is it possible that you did this? In other words, it's like an innocent question from a disciple. You don't really ask Srila Prabhupada such a question. It's like naive, innocently asking. Like that. So then Srila Prabhupada said that not only did he present Vedic culture as it is to the world, like that, but people accepted the Vedic culture as he presented it. Now many people may give good speeches and good talks, and many people may profess to know Sanskrit inside out, and many people may speak in high language philosophically, but nobody accepts and becomes a practitioner of Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada did this. Now, then Srila Prabhupada gave a very amazing analogy, very wonderful analogy, like that. He gave the example of a tulsi sapling, like that. Now, if you want to transplant a tulsi sapling, if those who take care of tulsi will know, you have to, you could do it extremely carefully and sensitively. Because the plant, the sapling, is very, very, very delicate, like that. And if any part of the tulsi sapling is damaged, the plant immediately dies. Immediately dies, like that. So Srila Prabhupada said that in the same way, he had to very, very delicately and carefully transplant Vedic culture from India to America and to the rest of the world, like that. And Srila Prabhupada said, when you do something carefully and delicately and sensitively, you have to sacrifice more. You have to sacrifice more, like that. So Srila Prabhupada said that, I went through great pains and sacrifice and trials and tribulations to make sure that no part of this pure Krishna consciousness was damaged or injured in any way. so that it could take root and grow very, very healthy and nicely. That is Srila Prabhupada, like that. And then one time Srila Prabhupada was traveling so vigorously that his health was failing, practically his health was failing. And the devotees told Srila Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, you know, you are traveling far more vigorously and we are even less than half your age and we cannot keep up with you. So you please slow down." You know, they humbly begging Srila Prabhupada. You're not supposed to instruct the spiritual master, but out of affection, "You please slow down." Then Srila Prabhupada said, "All right, I will slow down." But then Srila Prabhupada said, "I may slow down externally, physically because of the body, but I'm never ever going to slow down spiritually." Like that. And he said, "Okay, I will take an intensive translation and writing retreat." Like that. So Srila Prabhupada discussed with his leaders and asked, "Where should we go?" Then they eventually concluded, "Prabhupada, you should go for the retreat in Hawaii." Like that. You know, a nice place that can be arranged in Hawaii. Like that. So when Srila Prabhupada came to Hawaii, every day he did far more writing than usual. Like this. I'm explaining something that I wrote briefly in my Vyasa Puja offering. That's for tomorrow to Srila Prabhupada. But I'm explaining a little bit the circumstances. So every day he did far more writing than usual, like that. So then the servant told Srila Prabhupada, "But Srila Prabhupada, you're so absorbed in your translation and writing. You know, you could take some exercise that you normally do in the morning. You know, the morning walk, like that." So then one morning, Srila Prabhupada was accompanied by his servant walking on the beach, like that. And the servant remarked, "Srila Prabhupada, I saw that the light in your room was almost on the whole night. So that indicates to me that you have been doing a lot more writing than usual that night, the previous night," like that. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes." And then he said something most important. He said, "Oh, the translation work from Sanskrit and the works of the previous acharyas into English, that I could do very quickly." And you know, in India, many people know Sanskrit backwards and forwards. They could translate something very quickly. You know, all the pundits, like that. Shastrajis, like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said something very amazing. He said, "Yes, I could do this very, very quickly." And then he said, "But it takes time to make it presentable for the common man." Like that. "It takes time to make it presentable for the common man." Like that. So therefore we see that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he is actually exposed Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. You know, Bhakta Bhakti and Bhagavan. You know, exposed how to become a devotee, exposed devotional service, and manifested to the world Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we owe it. You know, it's like a thankless task that he has performed, and we owe a great debt to Srila Prabhupada, to try to follow his instructions and to try to also manifest and give Krishna consciousness and devotional service to those who are suffering due to not being in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamotsav ki jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Natai Gaur Premanande. So we'll humbly request His Grace Janani, at least Janani Vaspur.